This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, the Eagles flew higher last year than they had ever flown. And I mean that it's no disrespect to 2017. Which to me was more special. But last year was more dominant. I mean, they won 18 games. Now there's an extra game, right? But they annihilated the two teams they played in the conference title game in the Super Bowl. That was something to behold. So tonight they honor that group. Quick ceremony. It'll be interesting to see how long the montage video is they put up on the screen. You know, is it a quickie because they're trying to move on? Or do they fully embrace honoring last year for the fans? For the ceremony, and then unfurl the banner, and then the team comes out. I don't know. We'll have to obviously say. If you got tickets, good for you. By the way, if you've been trying to get in on the phone lines, and obviously many have today, sorry if we don't get to all of you. Time's yours. A great opportunity. And this is, you know, just about last call for this Time's Yours, which will obviously be our final Time's Yours before the game and the season begins. Get in on the Time's Yours line in just the next couple minutes. The most passionate, fired-up Eagles fans that call Time's Yours will make the show today at 9:45. So 215-238-4500. Always store that phone number in your phone. 215-238-4500. Be ready to dial it during the game, after the game, but also right now for passionate, fired-up Eagles calls to rile us all up at 9:45 and add that extra excitement to the show. All right, Brian Dawkins, who was always fired up, he said something very interesting a couple months ago about the challenge of repeating. What he said, we'll get to that. Phone calls right now. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's how you do it! Super Bowl champs! 1-0 after tonight.
Absolutely. So, Joe, I need to give you a little tough love here, buddy. Kirk Gibson, hack. Willis Reed, fraud. What are they going to say about Joe DeCamara? Is he going to come out and show his toughness to the world? Come on, man. Let's go.
Well, look, I appreciate that. I will just say, I don't know what else to tell you. I will see in the coming days what's possible and what's not.
No, all kidding aside, that those.
By the way, Ed, let me ask you a question. And I'm not ripping Kirk Gibson. Yeah. I'm just curious if you know this. Do you know that home run in Game 1 in the World Series was the only at bat he had the whole World Series?
That's why you're the hammer, my friend.
Okay, I'm just saying he had one at bat in five games.
Which, and, how you know, is a real injury.
And
to
Willis
do that.
And Willis yeah. Reed scored 4 points. Okay.
Yeah, it was my poor attempt at humor. They can't all be winners, but feel better, my friend.
Thank you, Pat.
So watching the Dagger play last night on the NFL Network, and you know, just and saw it from just different perspective, or just, you know, looking at, and I don't know what play was actually drawn up. What you see on the field is a simple play action zone read with a backside go route. The fact that Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown never dog a play on a stock block, never, you know, run anything less than their best, because that's when running your hardest on a backside go route pays off in the Super Bowl. And it did. And that was just kind of the, oh my God, that was like years, but like, you know, every rep in practice paid off in that singular moment.
I got to tell you, Ed, I think that's where Sirianni's messaging of contributions over credit manifests. I mean, let's be real. A.J. Brown could have an extra 30 to 40 catches a season if he was in a different offense. Devontae could probably have an extra 20 to 30. You know, Saquon as a receiver could have an extra 20 to 40. Goddard could have an extra 20. I mean, they really could. But, you know, it's not the way the Eagles run things. And so when Sirianni talks about and you know, Jalen obviously could throw it more. I mean, he could. He could have better offensive numbers through the air. When Sirianni talks about contributions over credit, I think he's got, like, those five guys in mind in particular.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the league realizes that. I mean, I think, didn't A.J. Brown still make All-Pro this year, or second-team All-Pro,
yeah.
Yeah, so they I think the league is smart enough to realize that, you know, their contributions outside of, you know, being the main read on a pass route. But, you know, I think that'll carry over into this season, and I'm just uncertain as to what the defense is going to do. But
yeah.
I guess tonight's the first display.
All right, Ed, give me an answer here. If the Eagles had to choose someone who's not an Eagle to unfurl that banner, who should it be?
I really want to say this phrase, but I don't want to have my call get dumped. He needs to wear a T-shirt that says Howie Roseman's B-word, Jerry Jones.
I love that more than I can say.
Well done.
Listen, I think that's going to be hard to beat. I didn't expect a Jerry Jones answer for an Eagles banner, but it, like, Rhea, it would be delicious.
Oh, it's outstanding. Delicious is actually a better word. You're right.
So think about this. Yeah. Jer
will be in the building.
He could be listening to us right now.
Hey, Jer.
I mean, he's in town. John, what would you want to say to Jer Jones?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, don't change, buddy. Don't change.
Be you.
Remember that video last year, James, with that guy on the sidelines giving him the business?
Oh, it was so good.
Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry.
Great, Jerry.
Great job, Jerry. It was before an Eagles-Cowboys game. Hey, Jerry, keep up the good work.
Where his box is, the fans are right in front of it, right?
I don't know.
Because they usually are. Because I remember... Wasn't the Tennessee Titans, didn't the owners down there get ripped for trading A.J. Brown here?
I mean, it could be. I mean, listen, those boxes, I mean, they're not, I mean, they're somewhere near fans. I mean,
yeah.
People turn around.
Yeah, it's not like in another stadium.
Right.
It's not that far, yeah.
Yeah, the windows aren't going to be closed. It's not like it's December.
It's somewhere right there. By the way, as the season is about to start, let me just throw this out. I'm sorry to throw cold water on.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. Because as we start one season, there's two other seasons soon to start, relatively soon. Are we ever going to hear anything about Joel Embiid's status?
It's unbelievable.
Yes, I'll tell you right now. He will not be ready for training camp the start of the season.
And really, my thing, honestly, isn't even whether he'll be ready for the start. It's whether he'll ever be great again.
Well, that's enough.
Because there's nothing that gives me an indication that he'll be great
again. That story told me all I needed to know that he did a couple months ago. And from all indications... You know, Nick Nurse, well, I don't really know. It's kind of up in the air. No, he's not.
The fact that they say nothing is what gives me the greatest.
Good thing he's got like 4 years left on his contract.
Well, right. Because, guys, if they felt confident he was like ready to rock and roll, they'd be telling the world.
No.
I mean, they're not saying anything.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're hoping that the Eagles' start to the season goes really well and no one pays attention to them.
Yeah, well. All right, let's get to Eric in Mount Laurel. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, Eric.
Can't wait. Tried to get in and win those tickets this morning. Had all the names, but lines were jammed. But maybe next week.
You got the theme, right, Eric? Buddy and Ray and Vermeil, the three that embraced it the most.
Absolutely.
Who would be fourth on that list? I mean, it's not Chip. It's not Andy.
I mean, Nick tried to.
No, it's not Nick.
He wore a Beat Dallas shirt at practice. He literally wore a Beat Dallas shirt.
It's not Nick Sirianni. He does not embrace it.
It's not, but he did. He tried to, and then he got ripped for it.
All right. Who's fourth?
That's the point. There is no fourth. At least he wore a Beat Dallas shirt.
Ray, is it Kotite?
Oh, God, no.
Is it Marion Campbell? I mean, I was young.
That doesn't even count. No.
I'm just saying, I feel like we got a big three that embraced it, and then, like, everybody else.
I think it's Nick because of the Beat Dallas shirt.
Definitely not Nick. He's not even going to have the freaking team out there on the field for the ceremony.
Look, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, if we're looking for a fourth, there is no fourth.
Well,
at least he wore a Beat Dallas shirt once.
All right, Eric, what do you got for us in the game and the season?
I think what works with this team is how they learn and how the leadership learns from what they did last year. I'm looking for tonight to be a huge first start, not like Green Bay in Brazil, where it was a slow start.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It was sloppy. I think they prepared for this since last season. They knew what they made their mistake in and how they can adjust. I think this team starts out and just blows Dallas out and just comes out and shows the entire world, hey, we're ready this season.
Well, let's see if the defensive backfield is ready to do their end of the bargain to help it be a blowout. Because, you know, I think, I'm just being honest with you, Eric, I think the Eagles are going to win fairly handily. But I think Dak Prescott and those wide receivers will get the Eagles' defensive backfield a couple times tonight. I mean, they got two really good wide receivers and a quarterback that can throw the ball.
That's normally how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's hard to blow out a team when that happens, is my point.
But they don't have their offensive line is really young, and they don't really have a run game. So, like, when you know what they have to do, it makes it a little bit easier for the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree with Rhea in that aspect, that I think our front four is going to get to him. I think Jalen Carter is going to be a major problem, that they're not going to have that time to get way downfield because Jalen Carter is going to be in Dak Prescott's face all night long.
Listen, he's an incredible player. I mean, it's I don't know what else to say. He's incredible. Eric, give me an answer. Who should unfurl that banner that's not an Eagle?
So as much as I like the Jerry Jones answer, I think this guy was the direct link to us winning last year. He gave us Saquon, Joe Shane.
I like the angle we're going down. We've pivoted and
petty.
Gone down a different way.
We're doing
with
petty.
Answer. It's good.
That's really good. All right. Speaking of good, Brian Dawkins, good in a really different way. So, Doc, obviously, we love him, and he was on, honest to God, I think this is when he was in studio either with us or he was on with Joe and Hugh. This is when he was on with Joe and Hugh. This goes back a couple months ago. This is before the preseason. And he was talking about the challenge of repeating. And I'll say this before we play the audio. What you're about to hear him describe, I sense the Eagles have done a really good job with. But this is before they got together as a team at the preseason training camp and all that. Here was his perspective a couple months ago on with Joe and Hugh on the challenge of repeating and his advice. Here's something Brian Dawkins said.
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We have to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot. Zone, right? We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot.
And it has to get to the point, and you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film, and then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better.
I think they've done as well as I can perceive it as they could have done. Now, look, I can't tell you in June. If somebody was lifting weights as much as he used to lift weights in June. I mean, what do I know? What do any of us know? We don't know. But from a team messaging standpoint, I certainly sense that they have done an excellent job of pushing aside last year and embracing the new challenge. And as a fan, I appreciate that. But I will also say this. Other than Doug's book, I can't tell you in 2018 that I sensed things were about to get wacky. Now, the Carson thing was unique.
Well, you know, they also had the banners in the locker room. Malcolm Jenkins did the whole take him down thing and all. So I think that they came into training camp. Like, Nick came into training camp with this message. It was like, we're forgetting this. It's over.
I thought he started it at the parade, honestly.
That's the point. The point is, it's always been this. Whereas for Doug and the team, it became that during training camp. They changed. They pivoted on the fly.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've got our quarterback also doing independent contracting himself, going out and interviewing Michael Jordan and Peyton Manning. Hey, guys, could I get your number so I can call you and hound you incessantly as to how I can make sure the team doesn't fall
And our head coach, too, calling coaches. Both our wide receivers put out posts like the day after the Super Bowl being like back to work. Like, you know?
The only way you get to the levels of the Jordan and the Peyton Mannings and the Nick Sabans and all those guys, you do it over and over and over and over and over again. No one gets to that level of greatness, you know, in a short span of time. That's about sustained, incredible excellence over years and years.
Well, and it's Tom Brady with what's the best championship? The next one. It was that mentality.
Is that what he said?
They would say, what's your favorite championship that you won? He would always say, the next one.
That's amazing.
God, he's annoying.
You know? I know, but like that's the exact thing they're talking about, right? Like, forget that one, next one.
It's crazy about Brady. He won 7. He could have won 12.
He got to the championship game like every year of his career. Like, I mean, the AFC championship game.
They lost that one title, AFC title game to the Colts when they were up.
Which is all time.
They were up, 24-6 or something? Mm-hmm.
They had the 4th-and-2 play.
Could have beaten the Eagles. Yep. Didn't. Could have. Could have beaten the Giants twice. Didn't.
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
I mean, like.
Once they stopped them from stealing, you know, practice stuff and deflating balls, you know, it really hurt them.
And then he won 2 more after that.
I know. Right? You're never going to get me to give on him, especially because I worked with Hollis for a long time.
Yeah.
And Hollis is convinced they stole that one.
Well, you know what? I've talked to a lot of players from that team, and a lot of them are.
It was a disgrace.
A lot of them are convinced that it was not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And that's...
I was on that team.
And I know you... And John, I'll say this. Had that team won the Super Bowl, and maybe even independent of that team not winning the Super Bowl, like, to me, there is still an argument that team might have been better than last year. I'm just telling you, you know, John, you were on it.
I don't think there is. No. I get it, but
games,
I don't think there is.
I think last year was...
In the games that they...
I get your point.
Other than the Super Bowl, which last I'm going to push aside for a second. I'm going to push aside the Super Bowl for a second.
I know, hard to do that.
The other team might, no, but the other team might have cheated.
Yeah, sure.
They went in games when the Eagles played their starters.
They only lost one.
They went 15-1.
Lost to the Steelers. Yeah.
Yeah, but they went 13-1 and 2-0 in the playoffs.
This past team went 16-1 after that.
I'm just telling you, let me put it this way. In the regular season,
the one Hurts got knocked out.
I'll tell you this. There is no question in my mind 04 Eagles were better in the regular season than the 24 Eagles. No question. Mm-hmm. John, you guys were
crushed people.
The backups were going in with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was happening all the time.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.